Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mark Aboli joins us for the final hour of the show every Monday. He's brought to you by Bet365. Hockey line change here. Seth Meyers had to leave. He's got his eye appointment. And now Austin Bechtold back in a familiar spot. Bechty, you used to be our guy, man, and here you are again.
What's going on, fellas? Good to be with you.
You look like absolute hell.
Yeah, you look tired.
You look like absolute crap. Yeah. Geneva at the lake?
Geneva on the lake, got back yesterday. 94-degree wiffle ball yesterday. It was incredible. Cabali was chirping at me on Twitter, calling me a wiffle ball coach when I tried to make a nice Let's Go TJ McConnell post. And, of course, it was Cabali trying to ruin all the fun.
Yeah, that was one of my better comeback lines of all time right there.
How long did you think of it, Mark?
Oh, it
5, 10 minutes?
It just came to me right away.
I wouldn't be standing outside for more than 5 minutes in 94-degree weather, let alone play a damn wiffle ball game.
Does Austin, you play? You play?
Have you ever produced before, Austin, this first time?
Well, you know, Callis says it's on a looping bed that doesn't go away, I guess.
You actually play or you just manage?
No, I play. I run the whole thing, but I play too.
What position do you play?
I play in right field.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
That's where they put the slowest kid, right?
I'm the one that makes the decisions about where everyone plays.
Yeah, sure.
So you put yourself in right field?
I do, yeah.
Oh.
It's like a right field, second base type of spot. The field's not that big.
Rover.
New Twitter poll, @_AdamCrowley. If you play right field in Little League or in wiffle ball, will you ever make it? And we'll leave that open-ended. Just make it in anything.
Maybe just wiffle ball.
Right field wiffle ball is, that's pretty damn low in the totem pole, man. I mean, how many lefties
he put,
you got?
He put himself there, though?
Well, there's 5 people on the field. So there's a pitcher, one plays at third, one plays the short slash left field position, one plays the second slash right field position, and then one plays at first. So first base is typically our worst defender.
All right, I'm already bored by this.
Wait, does your outs count? Because when we were young, we were like, say, the worst player would be like, well, Austin Bechtold, he's batting, but his outs don't count. Your outs actually count when you bat?
All the outs count,
all
Mark.
All right. What? So
you had kids that you were playing with that were so bad that
they were younger.
You would just let them
play. I will admit now, my outs didn't count because I was like 5 and I was playing with 8-year-olds. And my brothers were like, hey, his outs don't count. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to the bottom of it.
Mm. Weren't you really good at like literally?
Maybe not 5.
How old?
Maybe 8, 9.
People like to crush our generation for being coddled. That is the most coddling I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, you're out. That's how you learn.
No, you top one to the shortstop.
I do that with my youngest.
What?
Yeah. Like, if he's playing with Jason Jett, Jax's outs don't count.
Hmm.
Nothing that he does counts.
Yes.
Because he'll flip out.
It's actually the other way around.
Keeping the peace.
I'm literally keeping the peace for the older two.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, it doesn't count. Just he scored. Like, let him score.
Cabali,
it's the opposite. It's actually a put down. His outs don't count. You're not good enough that your outs don't count.
You showed us a video of your son's first at bat in kid pitch.
Yeah, it was not good.
There was a pitch 2 feet outside and below the knees that was called a strike very confidently by the home plate umpire. And it's, you got to tweet it, man. It's funny.
Wild.
We're talking, it's not even in, it's halfway in the batter's box, the left-handed batter's box.
Yeah, it was not a good one. It didn't really matter. He struck out anyways, but, and the next time. But hey,
well,
it is what it is.
I mean, he might.
When every ball's called a strike, you're probably going to strike out.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But you're not here to talk about this.
No.
You're here to talk about the Steelers. What's going on with Boswell? Are they going to pay him?
Not this year. Would they sign him? 2022 in August?
I think he's a free agent at the end of next year.
Yeah, so you wait till next year to do that. I mean, when they signed him in 22, he was the highest paid, or I think he was right there with Tucker.
That's the same thing with TJ.
Yeah, I would not. I mean, they're not going to make an exception for a kicker. I don't care how good he is or anything to that degree, but here's the point is, you guys, I was hearing you guys talking about this, and it was, mid-June fodder, it sounded like to me, because Boswell never does anything, let alone training camp. He doesn't do anything during the regular season. He came up with a plan, I don't know if it was this year or last year, that 3 days before the game, he doesn't kick. He stuns kicking for the week. So he really only kicks like one day. He leaves the practice facility midway through the practice. And I was asking guys, they're like, well, when you're as good as him, you can do it with anything you want to. That year he stunk, oh, he was there the whole time.
Oh, was he really?
Yes, he was there the whole time. Now he could pretty much do what he wants to do, and he's earned that, right? So I don't even think they want to bring him to training camp. They're just like, sit over there and do one kick. Ben Sauls, you do all the heavy lifting, and come August 30th, we'll cut you, and if we need you, we'll put you on the practice squad.
He went 41 for 44 last year, and a perfect 35 for 35 extra points.
Weren't they 250-yarders?
Yes.
He missed or something like that?
Yep.
So you don't think that he would sit out to win a new contract?
He's going to sit out. He's not going to kick very much. But
you don't think that's for to get a new contract?
No, I don't think that's it. I think maybe next year at this time. No, I don't even think he would kick out, because you wouldn't even know, because he wouldn't be kicking anyways.
If he has another year like this season, they'll pay him.
Yeah, they'll probably wait till August again next year and probably make him the highest paid kicker again. How old is he, 30?
He's 34.
I don't see.
He makes $5 million a season.
I mean, if you're getting paid $5, $6 million a season, you can come and go as you please.
That's a great
kick.
Kick
once or twice a week balls, and they're like, go have at it and be finding a plan that works for you. Why would you want to go anywhere?
I'll tell you, though, I was just thinking, as you were saying all that, there might not be anything in professional sports that's better than that, is to be a kicker. But the pressure is immense.
Yeah.
You got to line up for five or six of those that mean everything every year, and you better make them, because if not, you're looking for a job elsewhere.
He is so even keel, you can't tell anything. He could hit a game winner to win the Super Bowl or miss seven kicks, and you couldn't tell a difference between him and anything. I mean, he doesn't talk very much. He doesn't like to talk very much. He doesn't like to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Even
what are you going to ask him as a kicker?
You know, you'd like to know what the regimen was, what he does, how he got back on. But he'll be like, well, it's my job. Okay, thanks, Chris. That's about it.
He in 2018, and we'll stop the kicker talk after this, I promise everybody, he went 13 for 20 in 2018.
Awful. And they did bring in.
Just really weird.
Who did they bring in?
Matt.
Oh, yes, the astronaut, Matt Wright.
Right.
And there was a contest there. There was a true competition.
That's what happened with Jeff Reed.
Yeah. Well, look how Boswell even got his job. Like five guys had to fail, and they brought him in and said it's very Jeff Reed like. You know, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? I mean, who'd they get rid of? Josh Scobie, Swisham got hurt. The guy they brought in got hurt right in training camp. I can't remember the guy from New Orleans.
No, it's okay. We don't need his name.
Hartley, something like that.
Garrett Hartley.
Might be on him. I can't remember. But they brought in three or four guys, and he just went and won it.
Kickers are weird, man, because Chris Brown was really bad for a stretch with the Steelers way back when. Then he goes to Houston. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They lost to the Ravens in 2001 because the guy couldn't kick, and then they beat him in the playoffs. But I digress. Enough.
Well, I mean, it does help that the stadiums are different. Like, it is harder to kick here.
Yes.
And then to kick indoors.
But easier now than it used to be. Yeah, back then, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was different. It was hard.
Him kicking at Heinz Field at the time.
Right.
Compared to Reliant Stadium.
Yes.
In those conditions, 100% different.
Well, they closed. Once they closed,
yep.
Heinz Field.
And they upgraded the turf, too.
I mean, that's what I heard somebody was, I don't know who it was.
That's why it's a great move to get Sauls, though, just as you're on the back burner, because he's kicked here.
Not only Sauls has a great opportunity now. He's going to be almost treated as the number one all through preseason. So what do they say? Get that tape out there.
Yeah, he's going to be the number one pick for whenever the cuts are made and a team needs a kicker, for sure.
Yeah, flip him for like a 6th round pick or something. would be nice. Okay. Fine. All right. Well, then who cares? What's the big deal?
There's your carnival on TV.
Yeah. What was it? The Fanatics Fest?
Yes. I guess Fanatics has contracts with millions of different athletes, and they all showed up
there. Well, that's where Kevin Durant found out he was traded. He was sitting on stage.
That's right. He did a little interview with Kay Adams, where two people have not been more different shapes and sizes in the same frame in a very long time since DK Metcalf walks into the huddle with Calvin Austin III. Did you see her interviewing him?
Yeah.
She needed to get up on a step stool.
Well, that Giannotti picture online, I think you commented on
it. Yeah, with their intern.
That dude was like 8 foot tall, and Giannotti's like 5'4". It was like, wow.
Wasn't that Zach Edey? He looked like Zach Edey. No, the old producer.
He looks nothing like Zach Edey.
What are you talking about?
It looks nothing like him.
They're 7'4". There's only like three of them
white
on the planet.
Zach Edey's like half Asian.
I think Zach Edey's white.
He's half Asian.
Oh.
I'm tapping out of this one.
I should have tapped out as well. Anything new on TJ Watt?
I'm still wearing the hat, so it must mean he hasn't signed. You're not going to hear anything. I think the Deshaun Elliott thing was pretty much in the books before they even left. They just had to cross some T's and dot some I's there. But they're all in Cabo San Lucas right now. I really don't see anything happen. I guess the next big thing, does he show up to camp? I think he will.
You do?
I do think he'll show up.
Why? He didn't show up to minicamp, which was a departure from what he did the last time.
I don't think we've seen this recently, but they did always have that theory of theirs or how they go about the business of not negotiating people they're holding out. Holding out. Holding in then became a thing. Then they were able to get around that. So I wonder if that still applies. I remember they wouldn't talk to Hines Ward at all until he showed his butt up there. And he showed up and they got it done in a couple of days. I wonder if that's changed. I don't know. So it's like you either show up or we're not talking at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that applies to him or not.
So you think he'll show up?
Yeah.
Just sit there and hold in.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to play.
So why skip minicamp? It does seem to be the in vogue thing now. Like everybody's doing it.
It just didn't make any sense to me. Maybe he wanted to donate $100,000 to the retirement fund of the NFL players. I don't know.
Do you think they find him?
Oh, I don't know. They tend not to find people like that. It's just up to their discretion.
Probably not.
I would think maybe not.
Would, if he's already mad, make him even more mad. All right, when we come back, the Steelers missed out on Jair Alexander. Maybe they were never involved at all. We'll talk to Mark about that. Jalen Ramsey still out there. The Steelers, for whatever reason, have been connected to him. What's going on with significant playmaker watch 2.0 or 3.0? All that and more on the way with Caboli next. But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.